know, we've been talking about the stickers and the registrations, and there was a hearing yesterday. PennDOT had a little bit of a different perspective than we've been hearing so far. Kirk Myers is PennDOT's Deputy Secretary for Driver and Vehicle Services, joins us right now. So, Kurt, PennDOT doesn't necessarily think this is the best idea.
No, we don't. And in fact, we did a lot of research before we made the determination that we wanted to seek legislation to eliminate the registration sticker. And it's been very progressive, and it is something, quite frankly, that some other states have done before us. New Jersey eliminated its sticker back in approximately 2005, and Connecticut eliminated its sticker back in 2010. So it is something that we're seeing in other states, and Pennsylvania joined in doing that back on December 31st, 2016. And what we've heard from our customers is that they love it. They like the idea of being able to go online and print their own registration card and not have to worry about putting that sticker on, especially in the dead of winter when it might be 15 degrees outside.
Oh, yeah.
So We're real pleased with where we are with the program. We've now saved over $7 million related to this program. That's just in savings from mailings and printing of registration cards, and certainly the purchase of stickers. Those are real savings that are now going back into the motor license fund to help fund construction projects, maintenance projects, things of that nature, and all at the same time offering that customer convenience.
Kurt, let me ask you this. By not having the stickers, is the state leaving money on the table? I mean, we spoke with a representative who said it could be as much as $33 million.
No. and I've heard a lot of numbers thrown out there, Lynn, and the fact of the matter is that if you look at our numbers, we approximately in fiscal year 16-17, registrations took in approximately $718 million,
mm-hmm.
and in fiscal year 17-18, they took in approximately $727 million. Does the number fluctuate? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Is it related to any loss of registration because of the sticker? I would suggest no, that's not the case at all.
All right. Kurt Myers from PennDOT, thanks so much. Deputy Secretary for Driver and Vehicle Services, thanks for taking the time to give us PennDOT's perspective on a growing controversy. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Indeed.